This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And good evening. Another week in the books. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Right now, in the background, while we're sitting around and trying to figure out things like what's going on with Second Call Defense, USCCA, NRA, and we're trying to figure out what's going on with Rock River and Springfield and all this other stuff. In the background, the anti-gunners have their own issues going on right now. There are multiple, it's being reported that there are multiple staff departures from every town for gun safety and their little spin-off group, the Moms Demand Action. And they say a top decision maker at both groups is making life difficult for those in the movement. And that would be, of course, Shannon Squeaky Watts. She is both the founder of the Moms Demand Attention and advisory board member of Everytown, and she remains a problem within both groups. Now, Watts, she's not a staffer with either organization, is a full-time volunteer who lives in Colorado. Critics of Watts, which I don't think she's not getting paid, but critics of her say that despite that status, she is involved with all major leadership decisions, including being the face of the Moms Demand Attention. There was an all-staff email that was sent out by Everytown President John Feinblatt on Monday and announced that Deborah Rosen, Managing Director of Everytown, and Isaac Bloom, Deputy Organizing Director at Everytown, are leaving their positions. Their announcement came 1 month after Everytown announced it is willing to spend more than $25 million in 2018 midterm elections to prevent national concealed carry from becoming law. Now, the Moms Demand Attention, according to its website, has established a chapter in every state in the country. I've seen the South Carolina chapter. There's almost a dozen people in it. And they're part of Everytown for Gun Safety, the largest gun violence prevention organization in the country, with more than 3 million supporters. They're counting the Facebook likes. Nobody's a member of Everytown. Activists who had previously worked for Squeaky in various state organizations are said to be frustrated and feeling burned by her, according to one source. One source told the Daily Caller that staff who work for Shannon quit or are fired faster than the organization can replace them. She is a nightmare. Another source close to the organization said in a written statement, "Two beliefs unite nearly all control supporters. Background checks save lives, and Shannon Watts is a self-promoting tyrant." Now, Megan Lewis, who once served as the Everytown Executive Vice President, is also no longer part of that organization. Daily Caller was told through a source that Feinblatt fired her after the 2016 presidential election, and that those loyal to Lewis at the top exited the organization with her. Everytown dismissed the claims about Watts in a statement to the Daily Caller. They said this fake news is a result of how we are effectively providing a counter to the extremist leadership of the NRA. Our movement is strong and growing with more than 3 million volunteers beating back the gun lobby's agenda in all 50 states. Yeah, I saw how that's working out. I see. I saw that. That coming from Everytown spokeshole, Kate Folmar, responding to the accusations. The NRA responded to Folmar's jab by pointing to recent statistics for state legislatures this session that show 28 pro-gun state bills signed into law, 7 pro-gun bills awaiting a governor's signature, 7 state pro-gun bills vetoed, and 111 pro-gun pieces of legislation that are pending in state legislatures. Not exactly the beatdown that she was trying to articulate to us. The gun rights advocacy organization compared the numbers for the same period to the number of state gun control bills signed into law. Gun control bills signed into law leading to a legal challenge, 1. Gun control bills resulting in governor's signature, 1. And failed gun control bills, 34. Now, Folmar would not elaborate about Lewis's departure from the organization, saying, as a matter of policy, we do not discuss personal matters. But they did confirm that she's no longer part of the organization. As a result of Lewis's exit, Feinblatt brought in Rosen at a director level, but Rosen's stay was brief. Feinblatt said in an all-staff email, we owe a huge debt of gratitude to Deborah Rosen. She's been an invaluable strategist, not only in guiding Moms, but also in steering Moms and Everytown through our recent transition, skillfully taking on a host of different management responsibilities. Deborah has been an asset to me, to Shannon, and to our Moms volunteers across the country. Now she's moving on to an exciting new project with a global public health organization that will be announced next month. Squeaky and Jen Hopp are expected to fill Rosen's previous duties as managing director of Moms Demand Action and Everytown. They also hired a bunch of new people in April, according to Politico anyway, including former Clinton staffer Bryn Craig and former Republican congressional staffer Kirk Fordham. Matt McTighe, the former executive director of the LGBT group Freedom for All Americans, was hired as the new chief operating officer. Eric Schultz, new senior advisor to former President Barack Obama, was also brought in on board to advise Everytown on communications and political strategy. I don't know what they expect on the left. When the people that are working for an organization that is a totalitarian organization, when you bring them in and you look at what they're selling and they back up little groups like, and don't kid yourself, Bloomberg gives money to places like Coalition to Stop Gun Violence and Violence Policy Center. Those places don't have any paying members coming to them. They might get some money, but I mean, it's between Soros and Bloomberg and maybe the Joyce Foundation. That's where I would think they would get most of their money. When they're coming apart at the seams like that, and there's one person in place, and she stays, that's a good day for us. I'm enjoying that. Shannon Squeaky Watts, you are my best friend. At the end of the day, like at the NRA meetup this time, I think there was a dozen people there. They were giving out T-shirts to the homeless to try to make them look like they had a bigger audience. Yeah. Whereas at the NRA meetup, you couldn't walk. I could have been walking down the middle of the venue and passed out, and I would not have hit the floor. As a matter of fact, I would have kept on going even though I wasn't propelling myself because the crowd would have moved me forward and they would have held me up too. And there would have been no laying on of hands. It would have been like a miracle. All of these anti-gun, I mean, that's where their money comes from. It's coming from three primary players, but that's okay. That's okay. Now, when we get back, a writer at Huffington Post is saying that every time somebody kills somebody in self-defense, they're depriving the assailants rights to a trial. Go figure. This is Lock and Load.
of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, coming from the Huffington Post, you know it's got to be good. And we get this from this cat named Justin Kermy, who quite honestly seems like, let's see, how should I put this? A idiot in denial. I think that's where it would go. He noted in a recent piece a revision on the Bill of Rights Part 3, which I always love how people like him want to revise the Bill of Rights when, you know, much better men than him, you know, the people that did the Bill of Rights, they had a whole lot of skin in that game when they put that together. But he seems to have he said that the Second Amendment, in his words, gives Americans the right to carry and have a stockpile of guns. I would love to know what that means, stockpile. But that's, you know, it's neither here nor there. But he does seem to have a bit of an issue with the right to self-defend with a firearm. He writes, the main problem with the notion of self-defense is it imposes on justice for everyone has the right for a fair trial. Therefore, using a firearm to defend oneself is not legal because if the attacker is killed, he or she is devoid of his or her rights. I'm going to let that stand on its own. It isn't completely clear if this pilgrim, who graduated from Baruch College in New York City with a philosophy degree, is waxing philosophic here. As countless cases demonstrate that killing with a firearm in self-defense is perfectly legal. Apart from that, many would scoff at his assertion that attackers lose their fair trial rights if their victims fatally shoot them. In the very same paragraph he jumps into mental capacity as a major factor in deciding if one has the right to have a gun. He argues that there are two reasons for ensuring mental capacity. First, one of the five aims is to ensure domestic tranquility, and there can be no tranquility if one does not have the capacity. Second, if your brain is distorting yours or mine reality, we do not have the proper reasoning and deduction skills to use a firearm. Then he goes on to argue against gun ownership in general. A gun for civilians is a weapon for a revolution and not for ordinary use. The belief that a gun is a useful tool to protect one is counterintuitive because guns get into the hands of people who use them for horrible reasons. Drink that one in. He's saying that bad guys can have guns, but you can't have guns. That's essentially what he just said. He concludes with mentions about the difficulty of firing guns in stressful situations, how the U.S. government is lobbied to not study or fund research about the effects of guns, and that a study showed classroom participants perform poorly in a mock situation with a gun in a classroom. The classroom study that he's referencing, I don't really know what to think about that, because I don't know how those people were trained. I do know that it happens every day. That's the part I don't get. It happens every day. Every day people defend themselves with guns. 95% of the time they don't pull the trigger, but that means that 5% of the time they do. So how is it that this one classroom study, which was done with airsoft guns, and it was done in a very controlled circumstance, but having said all that, I don't even know what that was. It was making noise. Having said all that, mock situations in an enclosed classroom, the way that was set up, it was very tight. It was very closed in. And the people coming in were instructors, and the people with the guns, the fake guns, were not. Sort of sounds like a stacked one, but that's what they do. That's what they cling to. That kind of thing is what they cling to. So, but I'm still stunned by what he says about a gun for civilians. A gun for civilians is a weapon for a revolution and not for ordinary use. So unless we're in out and out combat with the government, we're not supposed to have them. And I how are we supposed to get them if that does start happening though? How does that work? That's a question I want to know the answer to. If we don't have them to begin with, how do we get them in the event of a revolution? But he says that belief that a gun is a useful tool to protect one is counterintuitive because guns get into the hands of people who use them for horrible reasons. So, if ordinary people don't have them, but bad people do have them. And if they're only useful in the event of a revolution, which, by the way, we would start, I guess we would have to start it disarmed or unarmed and then progress to armed revolution at some point. Maybe Mr. Kermy would be telling us when we could move to that point. I don't know. However, you know, this just sort of impresses me as the nonsensical ravings of an idiot. I'm sorry. That probably doesn't sound very nice, does it? Counterintuitive because guns get into the hands of the wrong people. And also, we're denying rights. If somebody comes up to you and wants to try to rob you and deny you of your money, of your virginity, of your health, of your well-being, of your children, or of your life, no mention about those rights that you may or may not be, those are being denied you by the assailant, but we got to worry about the assailant. We got to worry about him. Got to worry about him. So, anti-gunners, they are truly the gift that keeps on giving. Now, when we get back, we're going to go to one of the biggest anti-gunners in the country, and we're going to try to figure out what he hasn't figured out yet. Because we're going to be talking about Chuckie Schumer when we get back. Indeed, this is Lock and Load.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry, copying no one and with value exceeding everyone. Their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, it's brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. When it comes to an anti-gun legislator, who, by the way, has a permit and carries a gun when he's in New York City, you are not going to find anybody better than the gun hater Chuck Schumer. When I say gun hater, he hates them in your hands. He thinks they're okay in his. A U.S. senator from New York and the current Senate minority leader, he spent a very long career trying to make life more difficult for me and you, the law-abiding gun owner, while doing very little to actually address anything resembling violent crime. Now, let's talk about some of the strikes against him. He is an intelligent man, but his lack of understanding of America's lawful gun owners and their lack of relationship to violent crime tells a very different story, as does his apparent lack of understanding of one of the very basic political principles. In his tenure as the Senate Minority Leader, he has not won a single fight yet. Not one. None that he tried to win. He's fresh off of his loss trying to stop the confirmation of Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, he's once again ignoring a fact that is currently too obvious to overlook, especially for Democrats, that elections have consequences. Now, if you'll remember, the Gorsuch battle was a contentious one and extremely important to NRA members and all gun owners. Despite his outstanding qualifications, Schumer and other Senate Democrats declared war against his nomination, even attempting an unprecedented filibuster of the nomination when the confirmation vote came up on the Senate floor. Thankfully, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, he decided he was not going to be deterred, so he chose the use of the so-called nuclear option, voting to let a simple majority decide the confirmation issue. In the end, Gorsuch was confirmed to the court by a 54-45 vote, and he was sworn in a week later, the end of a long and bumpy road to a freer future. Now, along with Judge Gorsuch, Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch now, now we have a whole bunch of pro-Second Amendment judges that you need to get picked. 100 or so. 127 to be sure. He said, and Trump is set to nominate them to those 127 vacancies on various federal courts throughout the nation. This could be a major opportunity to counter some of the 331 liberal judges that Obama appointed to the federal courts during his tenure as president. Wayne LaPierre in Atlanta, he said when Obama said he wanted to transform America, he did just that. The lower courts are incredibly important. They hear more than 400,000 cases a year. They are where the future Supreme Court nominees are found. They are the first line of judicial defense of all of our liberties. I'm going to tell you what I think about the flaw in that particular thought pattern in just a second. Trump's apparent plans to put more of these constitutionally minded justices on the lower courts is where Schumer has a bone to pick this time around. Schumer said in a statement, with this first slate of lower court nominees, it seems that the president is intent on continuing to outsource the judicial selection process to hard-right special interest groups rather than consulting with senators on a bipartisan basis. The president should work with members of both parties to pick judges from within the judicial mainstream who will interpret the law rather than make it. That is a laughable statement. It would be laughable, period. This is not the way the system works. Judges like Gorsuch are just the kind of judges who are dedicated to interpreting, not making law. And Schumer knew this, and he knows it now. What he wants is just enough compromise to put judges on the bench who are more likely to do his preferred bidding, legislate from the bench, and drive the Constitution, including the Second Amendment, into the ground. Only one problem with that particular desire. Trump won. Trump is the president. It's sort of like when Obama was there and he told the Republicans, we won. And then there was no bipartisanship then, Schumer. You were in the Senate then. There was no bipartisanship. Demanding bipartisanship now is all you're doing is you're digging a hole. You are digging a political hole from which you are never going to dig yourself out from. You'll continue to hold these coastal areas like New York City and, you know, some of these landlocked big cities and everything else. But demographically, that's fine. Electorally, it's not going to work. You guys have painted yourselves into a corner. Your very elitism is going to kill you. It's going to kill you. Americans elected Trump to do exactly what he is doing right now, including balancing the courts against the activist liberal judges appointed by the last president, Barack Obama. It's what he promised during the campaign. He's working to keep that promise to the American people. The Democrats lost. They have been losing. You guys are losers. The best you could do. And I've heard all about the people in waiting, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren and all these other people. And that's great. That's great. You think that Kamala Harris could do with. Neither Harris or Booker. I will give one thing to Obama. Obama is a superb campaigner, and he had the best campaign people until Jared Kushner came on the scene, and he started, you know, just doing it himself. But Plouffe and Axelrod, those guys were geniuses. They knew how to work the system at the time, and now the system has changed, and now there's other assets to bring into play, and Kushner runs that now. So all things being equal, the Democrats don't have a bench currently. And this is what I envision. I envision that Trump's going to turn the economy around. We're going to see fewer illegal aliens here very shortly. I mean, we're what? This is May. He got sworn in January. This hasn't even begun to wind up. The first 100 days, forget that farce. That's a construct put together by the press to get out and say, well, judging from the first 100 days, the resulting other part of the 4-year term should be a disaster. Yeah. Okay. You don't run the government, Mr. Schumer. Just like Lindsey Graham doesn't run the government. He's all the time out there talking way above his pay grade, too. So those of you that are out there thinking you run the government and thinking that you're going to dictate this and dictate that, you're just going to dig yourselves into a deeper hole. There's some things that we can do. We know that the power will switch one day. That is inevitable. I don't know when it's going to be. My projection would be that Trump gets reelected once, and then the vice president gets it, Pence. President Pence is what we'll be talking about very soon, in less than 8 years. That's what I would think. Because I don't know who you guys are going to put forward. You don't have anybody out there. By the time Kamala Harris gets up there in 8 years, she's not going to be the best-looking, you know, former attorney general of California anymore. And Corey's going to be looking really bad, too. When we get back, we're going to talk about carrying a gun in the home. Because that's very important. This is Lock and Load.
What's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American man get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. Been experiencing the all four seasons in the upstate of South Carolina and a week syndrome here today, it seems like, anyway. So it's very nice to be coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, because this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Carrying a gun. For those of you, that means that whenever you leave the house that you are carrying a gun. For somebody like me, what you're about to hear is a slide going forward. That means I carry a gun everywhere I go. Literally, in my house, I carry a gun everywhere I go. For a few reasons. One, in the event of a home invasion, I'm not going to be able to go, hey, could you wait till I get my gun out? That's not going to be allowed to happen. So I'm going to have the weapon at hand in order to defend myself. That means that normally, under normal circumstances, I'm going to be carrying a gun around for no, I'm not going to use it. Which is the way we want it to be. We don't want to have to use it. Now, there are a lot of things that we do in our day-to-day lives that, you know, we try to be prepared. We try to make sure that our spare tire has air and isn't flat and that we can get to our jack. We try to make sure that we have first aid kits and that we have money in the bank and we have insurance and all this other stuff. And most of the time you can carry that around and it isn't uncomfortable because you're not really carrying it around. The gun is a different thing altogether. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you that I have had some of the nicest all-steel guns go through my fingers as I have aged because of something called piriformis. It was really sort of hastened by the fact that I was overweight. The more I weighed, the more the piriformis hurt. So when I started losing weight, I could start carrying steel guns again, which, you know, what kind of gun I carry is not really important. The important part is that you carry one. The gun that I have in here in the studio with me is the Nighthawk. And everywhere I go in my house, I carry a gun. When I'm out riding the trails, I have a gun. So, when you're trying to put the context of the carry life out there, think about every situation you're in, a late night at the office, or an early shift at the hospital, or a malfunctioning vehicle on a lonely road. That's just a few of the things that can come to your mind. Plausible scenes for trouble, at the very least, would you say? I like people who plan for the best. And I like the ones that also take the time to train for and credential up to the worst. Now and again, we find ourselves mildly alarmed by the switch off we see in the more agreeable confines of home. I get that. The very word conjures almost every good thing. Family and respite and comfort and perhaps most of all security. Those are all, the security part is fake, folks. It's sad, but it's fake. But this ought to demonstrate the perils of detuning your awareness or preparation. We spend a lot of time at home. Sleep time counts because we're here. People would come in. Trouble may perversely be more likely to find you at home than when you're out and about. Now, that is both good and bad news. Good because the ground of any confrontation will be very familiar to you. Good also because a few elementary and inexpensive expedients can improve that home field advantage, even to the point of dissuasion. And it's also good because detailed knowledge of your security arrangements are difficult for strangers to acquire. But there is a downside. In addition to the reflex to relax, home is a fixed target. The likely presence of family compounds the risk and the difficulty of flight or fight. Keeping the unwelcome out expedience can suddenly become a barrier or a treat or flight. So, where are you going to go? Because home is everybody's default. The conclusion that I'm angling for is very clear here. Meaningful security at home may mean just what it means in the wider world. Fully conscious attention to your surroundings, despite the fact that you're on your couch and watching your TV, drinking coffee out of your mug. Still got to be aware. Acceptance of the notion that in rare extremes, a firearm is going to be utterly essential in any moment that you're not going to know. Certainly not going to be convenient. If this sounds like I'm saying that you should carry around the house, what am I trying to imply here? Is it maybe or some? No, it's yes, carry around the house. What is startling about this type of an epiphany are the complexities. Carry outside the home comes with the presumption that we're rightly responsible for positive control of a carry arm every single moment, and we accept fairly wide accommodations will be necessary in order to have this actual personal security. Not to be confused, leftists with a, you know, a mobile phone, okay? Attire has to be adjusted, carry method, environment, legal niceties. You know, everybody starts with a few false starts. We generally get to reasonably versatile and comfortable modes that are workable, safe, and actually protective. No hack on our police here, either intended or implied. There's simply a lot of us and fewer of them. It is a tooth clincher of sorts when you begin to realize that the same will be required at home. Because it is a stationary target. Where you are walking around daily, when you're driving, when you're walking up and down the street, whatever you're doing, if you're carrying, and if you're being aware, and if you're looking around, when you get here, that all turns off. You begin to focus on the familiarity. You begin to focus on the comfort. you got to have something still on and working. Some plane upsides are the decisively more effective home tool set. You know, you can employ a pistol-caliber carbine or even a pump shotgun. But those are not without limits. You can't go out there and mow your suburban lawn with a slung CZ Scorpion. You'll likely discover what I mean when the sirens are coming while you're going up and down the front yard. But don't expect to transmogrify every aspect of your daily out-in-the-world methods. Plus, if it ever gets to actual shooting, which I always and emphatically hope it does not, every trigger press has consequences, and they will be qualitatively different at home, if not quantitatively so. Now, I'm going to try to continue with this. And in coming weeks, we're going to try to nail a bunch of these down for you. And there will be, you know, maybe I can get some experts to come in and weigh in with a device that is literally beyond value. And I think you should seriously consider defending hearth and home on short notice. And the only real way you're going to be able to do that is to carry at home, everywhere. It's not that difficult. I do it. And I'd be the first one to tell you that it is one of the most, carrying a gun is one of the most uncomfortable things out there. I find that there are, my preferred, most comfortable method is outside the waistband, which means I have to wear a shirt that looks like a caftan to hide that holster and everything else. It's, you know, it's just sloppy. But I do it. I actually do it. And I carry full-size service pistols. So, just a little something to take you into the weekend to think about. So, we're going to go to hour number two. When we get back, we're going to talk about four armed citizens and four encounters with four happy endings. This is Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.